Okay, so we turn today to the sugya of Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich, both according to Rav and Shmuel that we saw last year, they debate whether you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but everybody agrees, at least Rav and Shmuel both agree, Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich. However, there's a debate between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes whether that principle applies to davar she'ton bracha acharav b'makomo, or only davar she'ein ton bracha acharav b'makomo. According to Rav Chista, if it's davar she'ton bracha acharav b'makomo, a food that you need to make a bracha achrona in the place that you ate it, and later we'll try to define what that is, but if it's such a food, so then shinui makom ein tzarech levarech. So let's say I'm eating bread, and in the middle of the meal, I go out, and then I come back, then I wouldn't have to make a new bracha. I could continue eating. And likewise, according to many Rishonim, I could eat in another place. If I'm eating in my house bread, and then I go to another person's house, I could continue eating bread. Whether you should do that or not, l'chatchila, we'll get back to later. It might be inadvisable, but at the very least, you would be able to continue without making a new bracha. That's the opinion of Rav Chista. It seems like it's the opinion of the Rabbanan. It's the way that the psak of the Tosfos and the Rashbam and the Rush and the psak of the Rama. Rav Sheshes, this seems to be the view of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds no. Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich. Even if it's Varm Shaton Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. So even if you're eating bread and you go outside, then you would need to make a new bracha if you wish to continue eating outside or if you wish to come back. So what's the svara of each view? So we'll start with Rav Chista's view. Rav Chista again says that davar she'ton bracha acharav b'makomo, shinui makom ein tzarech levarich. Why? So the Rashbam and Rashi both explain that the reason is because when you get up and leave, that's not an indication that you've finished your meal, that you're misalik daito me'achilaso, because halachically, you're supposed to come back and make a bracha achrona. So getting up and leaving doesn't show that I'm done. Masha ein kein, if you are eating something that you don't have to return for a bracha achrona, so then, generally speaking, getting up to leave does indicate that you're finished, that you're mesiach das from eating more, and memela, you'd have to make a new bracha. And that's because you could make your bracha achrona elsewhere. I could be eating in my room, and if I'm drinking a cup of coffee, and make the bracha achrona down the block. Again, whether ideally you should do that or not is a different question, but at least technically speaking, you're allowed to do that. So therefore, this stamma de milsa when I leave is that I'm done. That's the way the Rashbam and Rashi seem to explain it. The Rush writes in a slightly different way. I'm not sure if he's arguing. Again, the svar that the Gemara says for Rav Chista is lekiva kama hadar. You're returning, when you get back, you're returning to your original kfiyos. So the way the Rasha says that is, kevan she'im lo haya ochel kan, haya tzarech lachzor l'mekomo ulevarech, havekilu adayin hu b'mekomo begomer su'daso kan. In other words, in a sense, you've never really left. There isn't a shinui makom. It's not the way Rashi said it, that since you have to come back, there's no hasach hadas. Lashon of Rashi is, dvarim she'enam tunim bracha l'acharim b'mokom an kevin de'amad v'halach l'makom acher midaso hi gmar sudasa v'ach sudachrita hi v'tzach l'varach b'tchila aval dvarim ha'tunim bracha l'acharim b'mokom an ho'il v'lo b'irech acharim v'amad le'elich l'makom acher l'sod al kfiyos harishon halach l'varach bracha achas al shtehen v'lefneam nami ein tzach l'varach. Probably it's the same thing as the Rush. Point is, they might translate the types of the Gemara a little differently, but the idea is the same, that you are continuing what you first started. Now, What's interesting is that the Pashtus, when you learn the whole sugya, is even if you have in mind to leave, that doesn't help. And even from the beginning, in other words, let's say I have in mind, well, certainly if not with a bracha. In other words, I'm eating inside, I'm drinking my coffee, and now somebody's calling me outside, and my wife needs help of bringing in the groceries, so I go outside to help her, even though I have in mind, hinini muchan mazuman, to be mamshech my drinking of the coffee when I return, so I'm not mesiach das, still I would require a bracha. We will see later in the sugya that when we talk about holchei drachim, that it could be that under certain circumstances that isn't true, and we'll talk about why that might be different. But certainly if you have in mind after you made the bracha, it wouldn't help. And it would seem, and the Mishnah writes that explicitly, if you look at the Hakdama, it would seem that, in other words, das does work sometimes. We'll see in a moment. Das works from cheder l'cheder. If you want to eat in two rooms in the same house, then tanai works. But to eat in two different houses for davar she ein talin bracha achra b'makomo, das or tanai, generally speaking, with the possible exception of holchei drachim, does not work. So why is that? Why I'm not mesiach das if I have it tonight? It sounds like what we need is that it needs to be muchach from your maisim that there's not hesach das, and your particular kavana is irrelevant. In other words, even if aliba de'emes klapesh mayagalia, you're not mesiach das. Since what appears to be the case is that you were mesiach das, then you would require a new bracha. So even though fundamentally, according to Rav Chista, it is totally in hesach hadas. If you have hesach hadas, you need a new bracha. If you didn't have hesach hadas, you don't need a new bracha. But lemaisa, we define hesach hadas as what appears and not what you yourself had in mind. I'm not sure about this, but that's what it seems like so far to me. Now, what about Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes, or for that matter, Rav Yehuda, what does he hold? So, there's two ways to understand the debate. You could say that Rav Sheshes holds that there's even hesach hadas for dvarim shetunin bracha acharem b'makoman, or you could say that Rav Sheshes holds that it's not tali in hesach hadas. In other words, Rav Chista certainly holds it is tali in hesach hadas. Does Rav Sheshes say it's not tali in hesach hadas, or does Rav Sheshes just have a different definition of what hesach hadas is? So if you look at Rashbam, especially Dibur Maschil Lo Hodiacha, it sounds like he's there talking in Rabbi Yehuda, but I would assume the same thing for Rav Sheshes, is that they hold that it's not tali in hesach hadas. It's a din. In other words, any time you go from place to place, you need a new bracha. That was the takana of brachos. And that's true, even if you're not mesiach das. Hesach hadas is relevant if you stay in the same place. If I'm eating in one place and I'm mesiach das from eating more, I'll require a new bracha. But if I go from place to place, even if I'm not mesiach das, I'll still need a new bracha. That seems to be the view of Rav Sheshes. Again, Rav Chista would certainly agree that if you are mesiach das, and when you go from place to place, you would need a new bracha. Anyway, so the point is that according to Rav Sheshes, it's a din. That's the takana. And that's the impression you get from the Rama. When the Rama is challenging the position of the Mechaber in Simon Reisha and Chasif Beis, he actually implies that his dispute with the Mechaber, which is basically the dispute between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista, the Mechaber paskins like Rav Sheshes, the Rama paskins like Rav Chista. Moreover, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, or the Rambam's version of Rav Sheshes, which is that you need to make a bracha achrona when you return. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But according to the Rambam, according to Rosh Hashanah, let's say, so I'm having my bread, and then I step outside, and I come back. Not only will I need to make a new hamotzi, but I will even need to first make a birkas hamazon and then make a new hamotzi. That's the view of the Rambam. That's the view of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. So when the Ramah presents his disagreement with the Mechaber, he emphasizes that that's because I, the Ramah, who paskin like Rav Chisda, think everything is talui in hasachadas. Masha'en kain you, the Mechaber, who paskin like Rosh Hashanah / the Rambam, think that it's a din. It's not talui in hasachadas. And therefore, the Ramah says, there'll be a lot of nafkaminas between your position and my position. For example, number one, the Ramah says, is according to me, you won't need a bracha achrona when you come back if there is a shinoi makom. Let's say, again, you're eating a fruit. You walk outside and you come back. You will have to make a bracha rishona, but even though you'll have to make a bracha rishona, you won't have to make a bracha achrona on your first eating. According to the Rambam, you will have to make first a bracha achrona on the first half of the apple, then a new bracha rishona to eat the second half of the apple. So the Ramah says, that's because I think it's talin hasachadas. So in this case, you need a new bracha rishona because you're mesiach das. But since mesiach das has nothing to do with bracha achrona, it's not mechayv a bracha achrona, the Ramah says. Hesachadas is mechayv a new bracha rishona. So therefore, according to me, that it's just a function of hesachadas, then all you'll need is a bracha rishona now, not a bracha achrona. Whereas according to you, mechaber, Rambam, so it's not totally in hesachadas, it's a din. So memeila, you'll need a bracha achrona and then a bracha rishona. Number two is the general halacha, do you need to make a new bracha for shinui makom? According to me, it's talin hasachadas. So therefore, if it's ein ton bracha for rav makom, you don't. And according to you, you do. And finally, hiniach miktsas chaverav by a case of ein ton bracha for rav makom. The Mechaber's view on that is complex. We'll return to that a little bit later. But at least according to the Ramah, if you're hiniach miktsas chaverav, then even if it's ein ton bracha achrona mekomo, that's fine, right? You're learning with your chavrusa, you're both drinking coffee, you have to step outside to answer a phone call, you come back in, you could continue to drink your coffee. Why? Because hiniach miktsas chavero. And what the Ramah is saying is, but according to you, the Mechaber, that think that this is a din, so then hiniach miktsas chaverav won't apply if it's davar she'ein ta'un bracha acharav b'mekomo. And as I said, that's the lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah writes, v'yesh cholkin b'chol ma shekasav b'simin zeh. The Ramah, at the end of Beis, argues with everything the Mechaber said thus far, in Sif Aleph and Beis, rak sovrim she'shinui makom eino ela kesach hadas. The second view, the view of Rav Chisda, lafuke, the Mechaber, is that it just talin hasach hadas, as opposed to the Mechaber, v'lachein, and then he continues with these three nafkaminas, because the Ramah is saying all these shailas are taloi in this question, whether hasach hadas, whether shinui makom tzarech levarech is a din, or whether shinui makom tzarech levarech is taloi in hasach hadas. Now, one of the questions that comes up over here is whether or not the gedarim of shinui makom le'inyan bracha are the same as the gedarim of shinui makom le'inyan kiddush b'makom suda. Last time we talked about shinui makom in terms of kiddush b'makom suda, and do they have the same gedarim? So the Bir Halacha discusses this extensively, and what emerges is that this is a machlokas harishonim. According to Tosfos, it's explicit that they do have the same gedarim. Whatever is a shinui makom for kiddush is also a shinui makom for seuda. But if you're goreis like the Rif, that is goreis by the sugya of kiddush b'makom suda of al mipina lapina lo, so then there's probably a chiluk. And the Bir Halacha is Mayrich to show that's also the view of the Rambam, as the Magen Mishnah points out. The reason is because Kiddush B'Makom Suda requires Mekomo Mamish, according to this school of thought. And even Pina Lapina is not Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Again, we don't paskin that way in Hillel's Kiddush, but this is the view of a number of Rishonim. And why is that? The way Rabbeinu David on Kuf Aleph on the base explains this position is very simple. Mishum de kviya suuda hu mamish b'makom ha-suuda, shein de'ach b'nei adam l'kvawa makom suuda b'chol abayis. In other words, when it comes to kiddush makom suuda, so what's normal? What's normal is to make kiddush and eat in the same room, and not just in the same room, even the same part of the room. If you have a big room with a you don't make kiddush in the north side of the room and eat your suda in the south side of the room. No, you eat where you made kiddush. And that being the case, says Rabbeinu David, therefore even pina lapina is going to be a problem in terms of kiddush makom suda. Masha'en kain, when it comes to shinui makom, that's not true. Shinui makom, everybody agrees that pina lapina in a single room is not a shinui makom. So then, according to these Rishonim, we don't necessarily give the same gedarim. Now, why is that so important? So the reason why that's so important is because there's a very practical question that is addressed in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph over here. What's the halacha by cheder lecheder b'toch habayis? I go ahead and, like I said, I'm drinking my coffee right over here. And then I step outside, I go to a different room to get some svarim, I come back. May I continue drinking my coffee? That's a very, very common question. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch basically says, yes, that's a shinui makom. And that would be true both for the Mechaber and the Ramah, because even though because this is davar she'ein tov bracha acharav v'makomo. And so while it's true that perhaps das would work with mecheder lecheder b'toch habayis, if I didn't have any particular das, you're looking at the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't have particular das, then I would have to make a new bracha, even though I just went downstairs to get some svarim, I come back, I want to drink my coffee, continue drinking my coffee, I require a new bracha. Now, the Bir Halacha notes that's not what the Velt does. People, generally speaking, do move around in their house and they don't make a new bracha. So the question is there any justification for that practice? So the Bir Halacha argues that according to this school of thought in Rishonim, and he gathers together a number of Rishonim for whom this would be true, he thinks it's the view of the Rambam and the Behag and Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif, and possibly even Rashi, it would emerge that a shinui makom from cheder lecheder b'toch habayis, even for dvarim she'ein teun and bracha acharim b'makomon, wouldn't be a shinui makom. So what does that mean halacha l'maisa? So halacha l'maisa, it's not so pasha to paskin this way l'chatchila. After all, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should lechatchila be machmir and follow the position of the Shulchan Aruch. Don't leave your room, even for dvarim she'ein tun and bracha chamim b'makom. Don't leave the room. Don't, if you're drinking coffee, don't get a sefer. Okay, maybe it's a raya, you shouldn't drink coffee. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hanoeg lahakel b'zeh limchos b'yado, d'yesh lo ami lismoch. After all, he has all those Rishonim, and likewise b'di'aved, if you did it, you wouldn't have to go back. That's what the conclusion is. Now, what about for us? So it could be that for us, and this is what a number of the contemporary poskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Elyashiv, others, they say that we have automatic das in much of our house. Why is that? Because we're always moving around our houses. We always know we might go to the bathroom, for example. So there's presumed das, there's automatic das. just we know das works from cheder l'cheder, and everybody always has das that they're going to move around from place to place in their house. Even going from the kitchen to the dining room, right? Everybody has in mind they're going to go from the kitchen to the dining room. Everybody has in mind that they might go to the bathroom in the middle or get a safer or the like. So therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah says this is very shvach to rely on, only b'di'eved, but for us, really, it's l'chatchila, because we have in mind to go from place to place in our house. I would only add that this is in places that you commonly go during a meal. What about if it's a place that you don't commonly go during the meal? You would not have expected to go here, and you didn't have das. You need to go up to your attic or go up to go down to the basement, or even, you know, a couple living in a house and there are no kids at home. They don't enter the bedrooms other than their own bedroom. And then in the middle of the meal, they went to the bedroom. So this would not be pashat, because in that case, we can't really say that mistama you had das to go into this bedroom, because you don't generally go into this bedroom. You never go into this bedroom. You go into the bedroom once every 2 months. So that being the case, then it's not so pashut. Still, again, Mishnah Berurah said b'di'avet, if you did it, you wouldn't make a new bracha. But l'chatchila, l'chora, you should avoid that. It's not clear that the stam das is to go into every house, in every room in the house, or stam das is to go into certain rooms, not the whole thing. So therefore, ideally, you should avoid that. Now, what about, I know we talked about this last time in terms of Kiddush Makom Suda, but let's talk about it now in terms of brachos. What about from the bias to the sukkah?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
The Kulei Alma, though, one could be matna before the bracha, that one has kavana to go into every room in the house? Or...
Absolutely. That's totally fine. Now, what about from the house to the sukkah, right? This is very common. I go ahead, I'm eating in the sukkah, and I go in and out. And especially if it's dvarim she'en tumin in bracha acharei b'makoman. So I'm having some fruit in the sukkah, and I don't know, I walk into my house to go to the bathroom. When I come back to the sukkah, do I have to make a new bracha? So if the sukkah is close to your house, it's basically attached to your house, so then it's considered like cheder l'cheder, and we already said you could be mekel by cheder l'cheder if you have das, and maybe even stam das. And here you could say there's stam das. However, if they're not connected, there's some, you know, you have to walk 5 feet, 10 feet out of your house into your sukkah. Your sukkah is in a driveway, for example. So then it sounds like from the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Siv Dalet, that Reish Ein Zayin, I think actually Dalet, that you would have to make a new bracha. But there might be another tzad to be makel here. It's not so pashut. And that's the question of Roa Makomo. We talked a little bit about Roa Makomo by Kiddush Makom Suda, and let's talk about Roa Makomo over here in terms of Shinui Makom. So what did we see in terms of Kiddush Makom Suda by Roa Makomo? So we saw that the Torah brought down from the Rav Sar Shalom, this was in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, that if you were Makadish in one place and you're Mishana to another place, but you could still see your first place, that's considered Kiddush Makom Suda. And a proof from that, for that, interestingly, was actually coming from the dinim of Tziraf Laziman. The Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Amud Aleph says if you have two chaburos that are eating in one house and miktsasam roim zazah, then there's a tziraf for zimun. So too, and the idea he's assuming is that means that they're considered to be in a single place, and therefore we could extrapolate from there to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel adds that that's even if you see there, you could see the place Dar Chalon, and even if you could only see part of the place, it's still considered Makom Echad. In other words, I could see part of the other room from the room that I'm in, then going to that other room would be considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now, the question is, how far does Roa Makomo work? And more specifically, would Roa Makomo work for bias l'bias? Or no, maybe Roa Makomo only works for cheder l'cheder. In other words, if das works, like cheder l'cheder, for Kiddush B'Makom Suda and Shinui Makom B'Brachos. So too, Das will work. Sorry, so too, Rav Makomo works. Anytime Das works, Rav Makomo works. But if Das doesn't work, so then Rav Makomo wouldn't work either. So this is a big machlokas achronim. The Derech HaChaim, which is cited in the Mishnah Brura, Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin, says it works. Rav Makomo works even if it's bias labias. However, he quotes other achronim that do not accept this. And therefore, he writes, L'chatchila, you should not rely on Roa Mekomo from Bias Labias, though B'dieved, it would work. That being the case, we have to figure out what's the din over here. And I would add that it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, take a look there, see if you think I'm right, that Hu Adin Bias L'chatzer would be like Bias Labias. In other words, l'chatchila, bias l'chatzer, you shouldn't rely on roa mekomo. Now, if that's true, so then what's going to be the din over here by shinui makom? So the Ravid in the sugya of shinui makom also has the idea of roa mekomo. The Ravid writes, the Rambam has this idea based off of the Yerushalmi, that if you eating on one side of the tree, and then you went and you wanted to finish on the other side of the tree, that's a shinui makom, you need a bracha achrona and then a bracha rishona. And likewise, hayochal bebayisel pasuk sudasav alach lebayis acher. So then, and you left your house, hal v'shinu makomo tzach lebayith l'mafreya, and betchila, says the Ravid, hiflig bezeh, dechol lepesach beso, lav akirahi. The chol shekain, now even though that's also in the Gemara, pesach beso, the chol shekain imroe mekoma she'ena akira klal. So what does he mean? Pesach beso isn't a problem. I suppose what he means is that he understood that the Rambam thinks you need a shinui makom even if you just went to your Pesach Beso, you didn't leave your house. And he's saying that's wrong. Now, that might not be the way the Rambam meant it. Like the Vilna Gaon, for example, points out in Shulchan Aruch, when we say lepesach beso, we actually mean you leave your house. You go out of your doorway. You don't stand in your doorway. But what's more relevant for our immediate discussion is this line in the Ravid, the kol shekein imra mekomo she'ena akira klal. The Ravid says that riyas makom works. And while you might have thought we don't paskin like this Ravid, the Magen Avraham over here, Sif Katan Beis, quotes the Ravid lahalacha. And therefore he writes, that cheder l'cheder isn't a shinui makom if you have das, and hu adin roa mekomo. And he cites reishayin gimel aleph. In other words, he cites what we say over there, the Yesh Omrim in Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the Yesh Omrim, Shekol Sheroe Mekomo Afilu Mibayis L'Chatzer Ein Sarech Lachzor L'Kadesh. That Roe Mekomo works from Bayis L'Chatzer. So it seems to me, at least according to the Ravid, Bayis L'Chatzer Re'ias Mekomo would be okay. And according to Magen Avraham, Bayis L'chatzer Riyas Mekomo would be okay. So according to Magen Avraham, if my sukkah is in my chatzer, but it's Roa Mekomo, even Derech Halon, even though it's Bayis L'chatzer, then, and that would be true even without Das, it wouldn't be a Shinui Makom Kol Shekein if you had Das. Now the Prima Gadim doesn't like this. The Prima Gadim objects to the Magen Avraham, and he says but it's against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that says that Yatzah LePesach Beso is a Shinui Makom. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. So what is the Magen Avraham paskining like the Ravid for? So the Bir Halacha gives two possible solutions to this question. This is at the beginning of Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, the Bir Halacha. Number one is Dilma Mayrik Shapesach Na'ul. So I assume that means is that when is it that Roa Mekomo doesn't work, or when is it? What is it that yatsa? In other words, let's say the question a little stronger before you see the answer. The question is that when you leave your Pesach Beso, right, we say it's a shinui makom, even though l'chora, it's ra makomo, right? You could see when I step one step outside of my house, I leave my front door, I take two steps forward, and I leave my house. So it's ra makomo, and the Shulchan Aruch said that that's a shinui makom. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, that you see that Roe Mekomo doesn't help. We don't accept this Raivid. And we're Mechalik here too. Perhaps between Kiddush B'Lakum Suda and Shinui Makom. That's the Raivid's Kasha. So the first answer, the Bir Halacha, to defend the Magen Avraham, is to say no. That when is it that Roa, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Yatza Mi Pesach Beso is a Shinui Makom? That is when you're Noel Beso. Sounds like he's saying, first of all, closing the door. I don't know, Noel maybe doesn't just mean closing it, locking it. I'm not sure. When the door is locked, so then that's considered Eino Ra Makomo. That's when you need a new bracha. But let's say the door was open then, and you stepped outside, then Ra Makomo would work and it wouldn't be a Shinui Makom. That's the first answer. And then the second answer is, and certainly if you hold that bias le bias, and again, l'chora, bias l'chatzer, ro makomo doesn't help, like all those achronim that we mentioned in Kiddush B'Makom Suda, sugya, so then it's certainly not a kasha, meaning to say, he's saying, look, before in Hilchos Kiddush B'Makom Suda, I had a machlokas, does ro makomo work for bias le bias / bias l'chatzer? The Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch said it does, at least from Bayis L'chatzer. But the Mishnah Berurah, you know, I told you over there that it's not so pashut to follow that view. L'chatchila, you shouldn't rely on that view. And that's how we could be Miyashev, the Magen Avraham. So that's L'chora, what the second answer, the Bir Halacha, is. So what comes out is like this. Does Roe Mekomo from Bayis L'chatzer work? The Mishnah Berurah isn't excited about it. But the Avet, it will work, even without Das, but he's not so excited about it. He says it's Afik Brachos L'hakel. The question is, could you be Mitzaref Das? Why? Now, could you say, okay, for the case of the Sukkah, I'll be mitzaref the possibility that Ro Makomo works, even without Das, even if it's by Slachatzer, because I could always throw in the view that Das works. So the Sharat Sion in Hilchos Kiddush throws in that possibility. If you look at Simon Reishayin Gimel in the Sharat Sion, Vav Sharatzion, no Vav Zion, I guess Sharatzion Zion, he says no Zion Ches Sharatzion Ches. So there he says, okay. If you do have das metchila, yesh letzarif das Rav Nisim Gaon. Rav Nisim Gaon said that das worked from bias labias. Now we didn't accept that view, but there's like a fake sveika. First of all, yes makom might work from bias labias, even without Das. And moreover, even if that view is wrong, Das might work in general from Bais L'Bais. That's the view of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, right? Deshitaso, hi afilu mi Bais L'Bais mani dato. That was a debate, but that's what the Mishnah is assuming. And therefore, she still thinks you should try to be Machmir. but at least b'di'evet you could be mitzdarifit. Now, whether that tziruf would work b'di'evet here in Shinui Makom is much less clear, because Rabbeinu Nissengon said that by Kiddush b'Makom Suda. We don't know if he would say the same thing by Shinui Makom. It could be that by Shinui Makom, if it's darash ein ton bracha achra makomo, making a tanai wouldn't work. And therefore, it's not so pashut. So it would seem, especially, mechitzos may or may not work. It's a machlokas. But it would seem to me that, according to Mishnah Berurah at the very least, if your sukkah is not connected to your house, even though you have Ries Makom, right? Like you could see the sukkah through the wind, you know, could see into the sukkah through your window of your kitchen. Bidi Eved, and certainly when you had Das, which perhaps you do have Stam Das, I don't know. Bidi Eved, you wouldn't need to make a new bracha, but Lachat Chila, you should avoid it. So you shouldn't really leave your sukkah to go into your house. And at the very least, unless you're having a dvarim sh'tu'unin bracha charem b'makoman in your sukkah. The same thing would be true if you're, into your backyard. We will see some poskim are more mako for mirpaset, certainly if it's roofed, but even if it's not roofed, maybe that would even apply to a deck, though that's less pashut if there's a separate entrance to the deck. But let's say to your backyard. So you are going in and out from your backyard, eating and drinking. You made a bracha and you had some ice cream in your backyard. Then you want to go inside and get some sprinkles. I don't know, right? And even if you had das, and even though it's Rama Kombo, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's a very bad idea. And l'chatchila, l'chora, you shouldn't rely on it. But b'di'aved, if you did it, you probably would not make a new bracha because it is a machlokes achronim and safek brachos l'hakel. That's what it would seem. So you have to be careful about going into your backyard. Again, when it comes to a mirpeset or maybe even a deck, there's a little bit more room to be mako. And again, if we're talking about davar shaton bracha achron makomo, so then that's a different story. Now, we mentioned before the machlokas about whether shinui makom is machayev a bracha rishona or even a bracha achrona as well. So Tosfos is misupik about it, because it sounds a little bit like from the Gemara, Dafka from the base, that it's Machayev Bracha Rishona and a Bracha Achrona, because it says, Keshen Yotzin Te'unin Bracha L'mafreya, and when they come back, you need a Bracha L'chatchila. But that's not such a Raya, because maybe that's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. It's a bad idea to leave, because you might forget to come back and make a Bracha Achrona. But if you did, then it's Mutter, and maybe if it's a Makom Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. And that seems to be the view of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Hananel and the like. However, according to the Rambam, it would seem, it's also the view of the Ramban and the Ra, as the Ran notes, according to the Rambam, the Shinui Makom is Mechayev, not just a Bracha Rishona, but also a Bracha Achrona. In other words, it's not just Shema Yishkach Milachzor, and we explained that before. That's because he holds it's a din. So there are basically three views in the Rishonim over here, but the two main views are the Ramaz view, the way Ashkenazim Paskin, that there is Shinui Makom is never Mechayev a Bracha Achrona, though L'chatchila, you should generally speaking make a Bracha Achrona before you leave, lest you forget to come back. And the view of the Rambam, which the Mechaber Paskins, is that Shinui Makom is Mechayev Bracha Achrona. We'll return to this a little later when we talk about how Sfaradim Paskin, but there are some Sfaradi Poskim who think that you shouldn't follow the Rambam on this particular question because it's a minority view. Now, we said before that a Tanai having in mind doesn't really help. The question is what and how far that goes. So there is a Orachos Chaim that the Beis Yosef quotes that Das seems to work. But again, in a more limited capacity, not necessarily when you're actually going outside. Which brings up the very important question of, well, what about things like chewing gum or garinim or things like that, that people go ahead and are always eating with the intention to keep on eating in other places. Is there an exception for that type of question? So this is basically in Sif Hey, over here in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, actually, Dalet also. Let's read Dalet. Im achal pas b'makom echad, the chazer of the achal b'makom acher, einu mevarech barachas hamazon, ela b'makom hasheni. That is a din b'diavet, according to Mechaber. Kemo sheg nahagu holchei drachim, she'ochlim derech hilucham, v'yoshin mevarechim b'makom siyum achilasam. So even the Mechaber, who says that we pass like Rosh Sheshas, maintains that holchei drachim can walk while they eat, and even though they've presumably traveled quite a distance from the time that they made their hamotzi to their time that they made their berkas hamazon, and they might not even see their original place, the answer is it's mutter for them to bench in the final place. Why is that? So the Magen Avraham explains that they could eat while they travel, Kevan shelo kavu makom lachilasam. And the Rambam himself writes this. In other words, the reason why shinui makom tzarech levarech is because you're koveya makom where you made the bracha. Well, if you weren't koveya makom, like you're a traveler, so then it's different. Then it's different. So what does that mean practically for us? And to what will we apply this to? So if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Beis, he says as follows. Holchei drachim, tehem l'kulei alma mutter lahem l'haloch v'lechol, af imein ro'en mekoman arishon machmas mercha kaderech, o shemafzikin ilanos, mishom dehem lo kavu atzman l'chatchila l'achol b'makom shebirchu, v'rak leilech v'lechol, as the Magen Avraham said, v'lachein ein nechshavim klal al yidei ze okrin mimekoman. In other words, akiris makom is when you leave your place, and if you're eating while you're walking, that's not akiris makom. So if you changed your mind, you started off eating in one place, then you decided you better walk and eat. So then it would be a shinui makom if you can't see your original place. And therefore, at least for Sfaradim and for Ashkenazim, if it's davar she'ein ton bracha achra b'makoman. And even for Ashkenazim, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. Ach, im etchila chashav lechol me'at b'makoman, v'ashar lechol b'derech. This is a very common question. I'm going to eat a little bit where I make my hamotzi, but I plan to continue, or not hamotzi, let's say peiros, make it easier. I plan to eat a little bit where I, I'm going to sit down for 1 or 2 minutes and eat some of my fruits, and then I plan to keep on walking. Then mehani the af behafsekilanos, even though you can't see original place. Derach mi bayis labayis lo mehani daito b'achilas peros. Bayis labayis das doesn't work for achilas peros, but here it's not bayis labayis. You're outside the whole time. Amnam im hischil lechol b'vayis v'halach l'derech. Harehu kemal mi bais labayis, delo mehani daito beperos. So it sounds like, let's say I start eating my pears in the house. Even though I have in mind to continue eating them when I leave the house, according to Mishnah Berurah, simple reading is that doesn't help. And then he quotes in the Shaar Tzion, what about going into a car, or for them, his case is an agala, that's considered bias labias, lo mahani daito, according to the Chai Adam, but there he says, you know, you could be makel. In other words, going into the agala is okay, and then there's a shaylan, the achronim, is a car like an agala? I would have thought so. And some say, no, a car isn't like an agala because it's an open roof. That's the Chazon Ish. Convertible would be like an agala, but not a car. A car would be like bias, makom, like bias labias, because it's a sefer rishus. So the Mishnah Berurah is quite restrictive over here. It only works if you have das, if you are start in the house. Basically, if you start in the house, das to continue to travel doesn't seem to work. That seems to be the view of the Mishnah Berurah. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Zayin, is much more makel about this. And he writes, Kshishchelechol af bebeso. So you're planning to travel. You start eating in your house. But again, you're from the beginning, you're planning to eat on the road. Kshelo tzarech li yosham, ela mechin atzma leilech la'asachav. Really, you don't need to be in your house. You're just getting ready to leave. You're, putting on your coat. You're packing up your bag. Nira, even though you're still in your house, it's like you're on the road. And therefore, it would seem that, let's imagine the very common shaila. Person is planning to, drive to work. And they're going to drink their coffee on the road. They make their coffee in their house, and now it's like very full. So they make a shahakal. They have a sip or two, and then they pack it up and they go to their car. Then, according to Rav Moshe, that would not be a shinui makom. Along similar lines, you could say the same type of svara for candies or gum or the like, that even though you started in your house, you would be able to keep on chewing the gum when you leave. And that is the view of a number of poskim that... in that case, when it comes to something like gum, when it comes to something like candy, like the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quoted, there's no keva lemakom achilaso, because this is something that you eat almost automatically as you go around, and therefore you could be mamshich even without a bracha, and even though you are leaving your house. Now, this is not pashut, as we saw, though the Mishnah, though there are poskim that say this doesn't sound like that Mishnah Berurah would agree, though it's not so clear. But lemaisa the poskim are makel. I saw, for example, in Sefer Vizosa Bracha, page 61, by a candy, he's okay with making a bracha and just going around wherever you want because lo isiach daito. There's no hesach hadas. There's no kvius makom lachilas. And the idea is that we saw before, that according to Rechist, at the very least, it's talui entirely in kfiyas, in hesach adas. And here there's no hesach adas. And even though we said before that a tanai doesn't work from bias labias necessarily, even though in reality you're not mesiach das, that's because you need it to be muchach mitoch maisav, that there's no hesach adas for bias labias. And over here, with the candy, it is in fact muchach mitoch maisav, that you're not mesiach das. And therefore, the Zosa Bracha says the same thing would be true for ice cream or garinim, things, the types of things that people tend to eat while they walk. Maybe they shouldn't. It's not a particularly good midos. But if these are the types of things that people eat while they travel, even though you start and you make the bracha inside, you could continue eating as you travel along the way, or if you start in the car, and that's even a bigger chiddush, because, maybe in a car it is a kviyas makom. He argues that it's not a kviyas. Okay. We didn't finish this sugya. We'll continue a little bit more next time, and also we'll we need to still talk about what is considered davar shaton bracha acharav b'makomo. Maybe we'll talk also about Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv, which comes up over here in the Gemara and at least in the Rishonim, Be'ezras Hashem, next time. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.